The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning, Glory America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Friday, October 2nd is a very serious day. Pray first for the president, Melania Trump, Hope Hicks, everyone else at the White House who has the coronavirus. Pray for everyone in the whole country and the world who has it. Remember, this is what the Chinese Communist Party did. Remember that they knowingly allowed it to escape without warning the world. Remember that the president has done as well as anyone could have done, that millions more would have died had those flights from China not been stopped. And after you're done praying for the health of the president and his quick recovery, and if you're just waking up and don't know he has the virus, make plans today to vote if it's legal where you live. I've already voted. Tell your family to go vote. Go vote. If you need help on how to do that, our friends at Job Creators Network put together KeepAmericaAmerica.com to help you. They will help you become an activist. They will get you to the polls. Go and do that. They are our friends at Job Creators Network. We trust them. They trust us. They have been sponsored this show for 20 years. They're good people. They're not going to give away your information. KeepAmericaAmerica.com. If you want to contribute, do so at the Senate Leadership Fund. SenateLeadershipFund.org. All one word, SenateLeadershipFund.org. Mitch runs that. He's going to join me in the final half hour today. And then I want you to email your friends and family, because I am dismayed at what is on Twitter about the president being ill. The left is crazy. The left is completely unhinged. And I don't mean your friendly neighborhood neighbor with a sign for Joe Biden. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the Media Matters crowd. And emo, write this down. You people are nuts. Americans are good. The country is great. We are getting better every year. We help the world in more ways than anybody else does. And Trump did a great job in the first term. You don't have to like him. It's like not liking a person in your business or in authority, but who nevertheless, he or she gets the job done. Contain the Chinese Communist Party. It's got millions of people in concentration camps, is expanding aggressively around the world, and is our peer and our competitor, and we have to contain them. We have to continue to rebuild the military, as Trump has begun to do. We need more judges like he's appointed. We need Justice Amy Coney Barrett, and then we need two more justices. Why? Because the Constitution is a great thing. It's got to be defended. It can't be made up. Trump judges are what we call originalists, and he's appointed two, soon three, to the Supreme Court, 53, soon 54, to the federal courts of appeal, and they are terrific judges. They apply the Constitution. They don't make stuff up. They do what the law says to do. We need to continue to deregulate and scale down the size of this vast federal government that impedes your freedom, takes your money, stops economic growth in its track. We have to get to the bottom of what happened during the last election by Andrew McCabe and James Comey, and maybe people in the intelligence community, and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. We need to know the answers. I don't know if they broke the law. We need Durham to tell us. We need to get to the bottom of that and then make sure it never happens again. And this is a little bit more difficult to say. We need to rebuke the elites at the voting booth. We need to absolutely give Trump a second term to send the message that the media does not run this country. Chris Wallace does not run this country. All right. The network executives do not run this country. I watched coverage yesterday blaming Donald Trump for that debate. Do you know, if you just listened to the first 3 minutes, everyone kept to the rules until Joe Biden tried his Paul Ryan tactic and Trump was not going to have any of it. And Chris Wallace threw in with Joe Biden. He just did. He threw in with Joe Biden repeatedly. Oh, white supremacy nonsense. How many times does the president have to denounce it? We all hate it. Everybody listening to this show hates it. Everybody has always hated it. He has denounced it so many times. And the press corps just wants sound bites so that they can get their face on TV and bigger contracts. Not the ones at the top. They've already made it. So I put Chuck Todd on. Chuck isn't crazy. Chuck plays a straight game. But those people in that press room yesterday trying to keep the white supremacy thing alive, it's just unacceptable. It's not their country. It's all of our country. They don't run it. We all run it. And we have to re-elect Donald Trump. And we have to pray that he gets better. Before he got sick, before he was diagnosed, Donald Trump spoke yesterday at the Al Smith dinner. And I think this is important for you to hear. Cut 13.
Now more than ever, our nation needs a renewal of the values that this organization promotes and that the Catholic faithful live out each and every day in peace. We love the Catholic people. We love the Catholic religion. And above all, we respect it greatly. As president, I will always support you in your effort to serve our fellow citizens and to lift up all humanity. I will protect the Catholic Church, and I will defend the rights of religious believers of every race, religion, color, and creed.
Thank you, Mr. President. That's me he's talking to. And I've had it with a week of the anti-Catholic bigotry implied and expressed, the contempt of the left for Catholics. Some of them despise us. I mean, just despise us. You don't see this stuff because you don't follow it on Twitter. But Senators Feinstein, with the dogma lives deeply in you, Dick Durbin asking Amy Coney Barrett, are you an Orthodox Catholic? Senator Hirono saying religion is not off the table. Bill Maher calling Amy Coney Barrett a effing nut. You've seen all this stuff. And the president stood up last night for religious freedom. You can do the same thing, by the way, by going to Alliance Defending Freedom's banner at HughHewitt.com. This is the week we are raising money for the Alliance Defending Freedom. And I need you to go over to HughHewitt.com and find the banner at the top. It's at the very top. Will you fight for your freedom banner? Here is what Eric McTaxas, my Salem colleague, said about the Alliance Defending Freedom.
Right now, churches are being told when and how they can meet. Public schools and athletic associations are allowing boys to compete in girls' sports competitions. It is why I'm grateful for my friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. They're fighting pivotal court battles for those whose freedoms are threatened, and they do it for free. ADF provides free legal counsel, but they cannot do it without.
They do need you, whether it's a $10 or $100 or $1,000 or $1,000,000. Support Alliance Defending Freedom. You can call right now, 866-359-9644. It's a hard number to remember, so I'll say it slowly. 866-359-9644. One more time, 866-359-9644. But the easiest thing to do is to go online to HughHewitt.com and the banner's at the very top. Let me play you what else the president said. Cut number 14.
To protect your God-given rights, I was recently honored to nominate one of our most brilliant legal minds, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, to the United States Supreme Court, and that was an honor indeed. She is a proud graduate of the University of Notre Dame Law School, where her professor, one of the most respected anywhere in the country, said she was the single greatest student he has ever had in his class. We will not stand for any attacks against Judge Barrett's faith. Anti-Catholic bigotry has absolutely no place in the United States of America. It predominates in the Democrat Party, and we must do something immediately about it, like a Republican win. And let's make it a really big one.
A really big one. Go to Mitch McConnell's fund. That's the best place to do it. The Senate Leadership Fund. All right, that's all you have to remember. Is that what the title of it is, Dwayne? The Senate Leadership Fund? SenateLeadershipFund.org. SenateLeadershipFund.org. Let Mitch do the work. He controls that fund. He'll send it where it's necessary. Leader McConnell is going to join me for the last half hour of this show. Do not miss that. Larry Arnn's coming up at 7:30 with the Hillsdale Dialogue early today. More Donald Trump coming up. So go get out the vote. KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Go support Alliance Defending Freedom at the top of my website. And then remember, SenateLeadershipFund.org. SenateLeadershipFund.org. Let's get serious. 1 month to go. And pray for the president, the first lady, Hope Hicks, and everyone in the world with the virus. Pray during the break and come back to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Welcome back, America. You need to rise up now, and you need to help. First, you have to pray for the president, Melania Trump, and Hope Hicks, and everyone in the White House, indeed everyone in the world with the virus. But you have to rise up and just not take this anymore. I watched the most ridiculous coverage of that debate yesterday. I watched the most vile thing said about the president after Hope Hicks was diagnosed. After I got up and saw that he also had the virus, horrible things. The left is insane, just nuts. And it is going to be quite a 30 days. Prayers for the president's quick recovery. I know both ends of the spectrum. Robert O'Brien, the national security advisor, is my good friend. He and his wife and his family recovered quickly. And then I lost friends to the disease who had to fight for 6 weeks. I hope the president has a mild case. He's got the best medical care, of course, in the world. And remember, he took hydroxychloroquine as well. And I'm sure he's been taking his vitamin D, and he's got the best medical care in the world. So prayers for him and the first lady. But it's got to scare Barron. It's got to scare a lot of people. Let's check the markets. In fact, brought to you by Birch Gold. You can contact Birch Gold at HughGold.com, and I'll bet you a few of you do that today have been thinking about doing it, not just to buy gold, but to move some of your IRA or 401k, I always say 10% to 25% into gold. Gold, interestingly enough, is a little bit down this morning at 1913. Overseas, the president's diagnosis has spooked Germany, which is down 1%, and England, which is down 0.93%. I suspect our markets will have a bad morning and then a great afternoon for a few reasons, because they were booming yesterday. They just got to absorb the news. A lot of panic traders will try and stoke people's fear that the government, nothing happened. The Constitution is so strong. Our Constitution is such a wonderful document. But people do panic sometimes. Don't sell into a panic, but do buy some gold and diversify. Text my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, to 474747. I also want you to hear, again, before the diagnosis, and the president's going to do a conference call at noon today, by the way, about supporting seniors with COVID. That was already on the schedule. He's not going to stop working. I have my disagreements with the president, often and frequently expressed, but I pray for his health. I don't think what I see on the web just shows me the deep disease in the left. I would, God forbid, any one of my political opponents got sick, I would pray for their recovery. One of them, well, I'll leave that aside. I cannot believe people who have no compassion, none, zero empathy, who cannot understand that a political disagreement does not change the essential humanity of the person opposite you. C.S. Lewis said, and I'm paraphrasing, you have never met an ordinary human being. Civilizations, kingdoms, empires, They are momentary things, as though a speck of dust on the sand. But every individual is an immortal soul, an everlasting splendor, or an immortal horror. And that's how people ought to treat everyone, with dignity and respect. And indeed, Donald Trump spoke to that last night, cut number 15, to Sean Hannity.
But I watched him screaming, and his wife, John's wife, was saying, "What are you doing?" Because yesterday I made a statement that was, according to most, it was a perfect statement. But I've said it so many times, even beyond that. And no matter what you say, it'll never, they'll just keep going, going, going. And, you know, Biden did the 1994 crime bill. That's the super predator bill. So he did the super predator bill. And when you look at it, but Mark Levin is right. He's 100%
right.
No matter what you say, it won't make any difference. And I have to say, I've said it many times, and let me be clear again. I condemn the KKK. I condemn all white supremacists. I condemn the Proud Boys. I don't know much about the Proud Boys, almost nothing, but I condemn that. But he should condemn also Antifa. Antifa is a horrible group of people. They kill people. What they do to people, and they're causing insurrection, they're causing riots. He doesn't want to do that, but the press doesn't go after him, and that's a really bad group of people. But I condemn them, and if I say it a hundred times, it won't be enough because it's fake news.
He's right. It doesn't matter how often he says it. So here's what you do. Vote. Go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com, find out how, and contribute to SenateLeadershipFund.org. Save the Senate. Vote back President Trump. Come right back on The Hugh Hewitt Show.
Portions of The Hugh Hewitt Show are brought to you by Job Creators Network.
1-800-520-1234 connects you to me, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening this morning. Kind of a shock to people to wake up and find out the president and the first lady have tested positive. It sent markets into kind of a tizzy, which they always overreact. But the president has the best medical care in the world. His national security advisor has had it and recovered. He will be in quarantine. He can run the presidency. There's no 25th Amendment. It is, for most people, a mild disease. And we pray that it is for him and for Hope Hicks and for the first lady and everyone in the White House who has it. I'm so shocked by the reaction online that I pray for the country as well, that they get over this fever. You don't have to like Donald Trump. You just have to look and see what he's done to support him. He's done a great job. He has contained the Chinese. He has called them out. He has made the world aware of what the Chinese Communist Party is, of the million people they have in concentration camps. He is rebuilding our military. Billions more than President Obama had slated. The judges he has appointed, his third justice, Amy Coney Barrett, they're all great constitutionalists, originalists. They love freedom. He's deregulated the economy. He's gotten these bureaucrats out of your life, left, right, and center. We need to rebuke the elites in this country who write things on Twitter, and maybe you're not a Twitter person, because Twitter's a different world. It's blue check Twitter is, you know, basically where the Manhattan, D.C., Hollywood, and Silicon Valley elites live. And they talk to each other about people in flyover country with utter disdain and contempt. And if you're a working person, you know the economy was the best it ever was in January and unemployment historic lows. It's coming back, by the way, with a super V. And yet they hate the president. And he spoke last night to Hannity about why he had to interrupt. I want you to hear this. Cut number 18.
I have to do it because I know a lot of people said, look, he was losing his if you look at what he did, he was probably or possibly losing that coherence that everybody talks about because he's a mess. Let's face it. He's a mess. Now, I could have waited, but he was saying so many lies that I figured it was just better to bring it up as he's saying them because it was just lie after lie after lie. And so I do it as he said it. I would criticize him. And I think it was effective. If you look at the polls, I mean, almost all the polls, the polls say that I won. The Hispanics, they have me close to 70% to 28 because they're strong people.
That
smart
was the
people.
Telemundo poll. There was a WGN poll that had you at 61%. But by the way, I would have
preferred letting him catch himself because he can't issue a false statement practically. But at the same time, on the assumption that he does, he is going on and on with lie after lie. So I had to correct those lies as they came up. Too many to go back and get. We didn't have enough paper too many to go and get. And I don't know. I think it was a very effective, frankly. I'd like to leave the same format. I like the format.
What if they change the talking about the debate commission, asking, talking about changing the rules? There were already rules agreed to. What is your reaction if they try to do that?
Well, this is the rules that were agreed to, but, you know, I think it would be very bad. You remember with Hillary Clinton, they modulated my mic, and they actually apologized for it, but they modulated my mic. So when I looked at her, they had my mic turned off or way down, and I said, what's going on over here? They actually issued an apology. So we're dealing with very tricky people here, but I think you remember that very well. They modulated my mic, and they say I won all of the debates. So I was in 16, 17 debates. They say I won all of the debates. I like this format. But at the same time, you know, he's got to be truthful. And by the way, a number of people brought up today, Sean, that he was the one that interrupted me. He started off with three major interruptions long before I started doing it to him.
That is true. That is absolutely true, if you go back and watch it. But by the end of the day yesterday, with Chris Wallace making the rounds to defend himself on Fox. He was on Guy Benson's radio show. He was on with Bill Hemmer. In fact, here's Chris Wallace, cut number 11.
Good evening. I mean, not a little bit after that. Here's what happened. You know, we began the first segment on the Supreme Court. They each got their 2 minutes, and they both obeyed in that particular case. Then Biden started to answer a question, and the president started interrupting him. And my initial...
That's not true. Joe Biden interrupted the president three times in round. I guess it would be three. So if Chris can't tell the truth, why would you believe the rest of this? Keep going.
Action was this is great because so often these debates become parallel news conferences where one candidate answers the question to him, the other candidate answers the question to him. So when the president started engaging with Biden, I thought we're going to have a real debate here. It became clearer and clearer over time that this was something different and that the president was determined to try to butt in and throw Joe Biden off. You gave your statistics. I saw another Fox analysis that indicates the president interrupted either Biden's answers or my questions a total of 145 times, which is way more than 1 minute, and he bears the primary responsibility for what happened on Tuesday.
No, he doesn't. Chris Wallace bears the primary responsibility, if there was anything wrong with it. And by the way, we're a grown-up country. We do not need Chris Wallace to babysit the two people who are going to be president and deal with Xi. The arrogance here, and I like Chris Wallace, but the arrogance of the media is extraordinary. He continued, Chris Wallace did, with Bill Hemmer, cut number 12.
He certainly talked louder, but he also talked more often. I mean, as I say, the Fox News analysis 145 times. The frustration here, Bill, is this, that here was my debate book. And literally hundreds of man hours and woman hours between me.
Right
and-
there. Who cares, Chris? I know what that is. I've done this four times. I know about your debate book. Who cares? It's not about you. Yesterday, you saw elite media rallying around their privilege, their position in this country, how they may not be interrupted, how we may not call them out, and how they are going to run the debate. And the Presidential Debate Commission, which is a D.C. creation that has no standing in law, it has none, said they're going to change the rules. They are going to change the rules. What I saw on Twitter after the president's diagnosis, and it's going on today, is so absolutely, it leads you to despair for the country. But then you realize it's Russian trolls, it's Chinese trolls, it's the fever swamp left, it's Antifa, it's the white supremacists who the president denounced for the 10th time yesterday, and they're upset with him. It's everyone who hates as opposed to love. And I just think this is an election about which way we're going. Vote for the president. Contribute to SenateLeadershipFund.org. Give Mitch the tools that he needs. Drew in Pennsylvania. What do you think, Drew?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I think, keep in mind, I'm a Penn Stater from Pittsburgh, so please talk slowly. I think this is going to focus on, we're not just voting for the president, we could possibly be voting for the next president. So everybody's got to keep in mind, we vote for Donald Trump, we might get Mike Pence. You vote for Joe Biden, he gets sick, you might get Kamala Harris.
You know, not many people have that wisdom, but you're right. That's why we have a ticket. And that's all of a sudden, I don't think the president's going to become that ill. He's got the best medical care in the world.
And
the importance with the,
confidence, he's going to recover with no problem.
The key here is early diagnosis. The reason it overwhelmed us early is we did not know how rapidly it spread and we did not know how to treat it. Now we know he's tested early. He's tested every day, I think, with rapid testing. I think he'll be fine. But he might not be, but you're right. You know, get hit by a lightning bolt, right? That's why we take this seriously. And you're absolutely right. Thank you, my friend. Fred in Chicago. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Hugh. I just had a horrifying thought, and Drew's call was a perfect segue into mine. Has President Trump been in contact with Vice President Pence? And here's my fear. Let's say, God forbid, that President Trump's case is very serious, and God forbid Vice President Pence's case, let's say, God forbid.
Okay, but Fred, I know where you're going. Let's not go there.
Nancy Pelosi.
I know. Nancy Pelosi is third in line. Let's not. It's not going to happen. It's just not. I mean, there's a probability of 0.0111%. But let's stay on the fact people need to go out and vote this weekend. Go to keepamericaamerica.com. Head to senateleadershipfund.org and contribute to the majority leader. And just pray for the president. Barry in Orlando. Barry, good morning. Hello, Barry.
Yes, good morning, Hugh. I see this as a blessing in disguise. The nation is starting to wake up to who Biden really is, and they're going to get an hour and a half of Harris, which is going to be a wake-up call as well.
Oh, so you don't mean the president's diagnosis is a blessing in disguise. It's not good have COVID. No, you meant the debate. The reality of the debate.
I'm sorry. I mean that this will help President Trump be reelected because now the nation can see who Biden really is and what his policies would do to our country. So,
all right. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I understand that. Maggie, Pittsburgh. Good morning, Maggie.
Hey, Maggie, Pittsburgh.
By the way, I let you on today. You can only call once a month, Maggie. I know you love to call, but you can only call once a month. So this is your October call.
I got you two new listeners last night, don't you?
Good. I appreciate it. You're a great caller. But everybody wants to call, right? Like there's like a long line, and you've got like the speed dial, and it's always Maggie. I love Maggie. I love the fact that you're from Pittsburgh. You're a great caller, but you only get one a month.
Okay. All right. This is my call. We need to continue the rallies. We got Wendy Bell here. You got to look her up. She could have the rallies in Pittsburgh. We are the people that we are the ones. Yes, President Trump represents us, but this is where the people need to stand strong. Put their signs out in their windows. Don't be afraid. We have to go forward. I've been posting. I'm a realtor. I don't care if people don't like me for what I am, then they don't have to live with me. But
do you know what's the most common phrase in Scripture is, both Old and New Testament? You know what it is? More than 70 times. Mm-hmm. Fear not.
Right, and that's where we are, Hugh. We've got to go with it. You know, he's getting a little bit sick. He's in office. We're going to keep him there, and we have to stay strong. Pennsylvania will bring it red. These two stupid Democrats don't understand. That's why they're talking about all this white supremacy. They're scared. They have nothing else to go with.
But it hurts the country. I mean, the number of, honestly, I asked Secretary Clinton, when Hillary Clinton came on this show, we had a nice long conversation. How many honest-to-God nutters are out there, right-wing supremacists? And we agreed, 500,000, 600,000. You know, it's a relatively small number. They're very loud. It's like the hard-left crazy people. There's a tail at both ends. Don't concern with them. Concern with the middle of the country. And they need prosperity and security, and that's Donald Trump. Thank you, Maggie. Joined now by Tarzana Joe, the poet laureate of the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Hugh.
You took issue with the Post last week. People noticed.
Oh.
It was like the debate between President Trump and Vice President Biden last week in the Poetry Corner.
Well, I will present this poem, but I only agree to do it if you don't interrupt me, okay? and I have a commission that's going to send.
Wait a minute. No. Will you pack the car? Go ahead, Joe.
I won't answer that question because it would be important. here's the poem. With Democrats defending and Republicans all pouncing, I think it's time that I announce the things that I'm denouncing. I don't intend to obfuscate or signal admiration. When I conclude, there'll be no doubt about my condemnation. Satan is my number one. Oh, how that ghoul will find me. He never wants to listen when I tell him, get behind me. Then right behind the devil, you know of whom I'm thinking, the driver who will never turn but keeps his blinker blinking. The next of men that I renounce, this guy devised description, he tries to score a mortgage when he picks up his prescription. And then, of course, the governors, the young ones, and the geezers, who went to bed one night and then woke up as Julius Caesars. Huh. I love the air around me, and I love the human race. But folks like these just make the world a meaner, crueler place. The golden path to glory is as simple as it's true. Do your best for others as you'd have them unto you. In a time of turmoil with people mad as hatters, remember that, above it all, it's kindness that most matters. For every person that you meet, please show consideration. And if you don't, beware, you risk my next denunciation. That's Away With You by Tarzana Joe.
You know what's so sweet about that, Joe? You lived it this week. You have not brought up the Yankees dispatching my Indians in two games in Cleveland.
You know, it was a near thing.
But given the poem you just wrote, you couldn't do it.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
That's great. For all of your poetry needs, go to TarzanaJoe@Reagan.com. Are you flooded with requests, Joe? Are commissions rolling in?
I really did have my biggest month. There are a lot of, I think I mentioned, postponed weddings that are now going on. People who are having a small family wedding and then, you know, next year having the full thing, but they wanted, a mention and an invocation. So that's been a big
raise your reasonable rates, Joe. Become a monopoly is a good thing to have. Just raise them.
I'll consider it under consideration.
TarzanaJoe@Reagan.com and all of his poems posted at TarzanaJoe.com. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, you.
And I want you folks to hear President Trump speaking to the Al Smith dinner again. This was so important. Cut number 13.
Now more than ever, our nation needs a renewal of the values that this organization promotes and that the Catholic faithful live out each and every day in peace. We love the Catholic people. We love the Catholic religion. And above all, we respect it greatly. As president, I will always support you in your effort to serve our fellow citizens and to lift up all humanity. I will protect the Catholic Church, and I will defend the rights of religious believers of every race, religion, color, and creed.
Then he went on to say, cut number 14.
To protect your God-given rights, I was recently honored to nominate one of our most brilliant legal minds, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, to the United States Supreme Court, and that was an honor indeed. She is a proud graduate of the University of Notre Dame Law School, where her professor, one of the most respected anywhere in the country, said she was the single greatest student he has ever had in his class. We will not stand for any attacks against Judge Barrett's faith. Anti-Catholic bigotry has absolutely no place in the United States of America. It predominates in the Democrat Party, and we must do something immediately about it, like a Republican win. And let's make it a really big one.
Paul in Nevada, Reno. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It seemed to me in listening to the debate the other day that some of Chris Wallace's questions were intellectually dishonest, and I wanted to see if you agreed.
Let me get there quickly because we got to go to break. Yes, he built premises into the question. He did not ask neutral questions. He did not press the vice president. In fact, he conflated two important questions on packing the court and the filibuster. Each of them should have been posed, as was easily prepared for. Will you veto any legislation that will expand the court? And will you recommend to your former colleagues that they keep the legislative filibuster? That is not actually his to decide. It's an Article One decision, and the Senate makes its own rules. But the questions are easily framed and neutrally framed. Chris Wallace didn't want to be a neutral, and he protests too much. And I like Chris Wallace. I think he was my guest once or twice. He used to do a regular gig with Mike Gallagher. I think he's always been a liberal, but he's not been crazy. But this entitlement of media, there is a freedom of the press. There is a First Amendment, and God, thank you for it. It's a natural right of man to be able to speak their mind and to have the news reported. But they are not our rulers. They are not privileged. There is no special treatment for them. It is not hard to moderate these debates if you will simply not try and be the story. I'll be right back, America. Dr. Arne joins me halfway through today's Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.